Hello?
Hey, afternoon. Is this Zach?
Terrence?
Hey, how you doing?
I thought I recognized that voice. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm all right. Yeah, I sent you an email a little while ago. I want to see if you got it.
I'm sorry, I'm juggling like 10 things over here. Do you want to just relay what you emailed me, or do you want me to look?
Oh, that's okay. We could talk about it. I got your email yesterday and I spent the night on it. I slept on it and I told you I would call you today.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And I, you know, Zach, I mean, to be honest with you, I want to make this deal happen. But I really need 210.
Yeah, I hear you. Man, the numbers are really slim. I'll be honest with you. Just to be able to put my logo and brand on it, you can go to Home Depot, Lowe's, and get the shaker style, whatever you want. And maybe, it's my problem, why I can't buy every house is, my materials aren't cheap. They're all custom, and I totally hear what you're saying, and but I'm spread thin. I mean, I'm even more than what I'm really wanting to be at, and going over is just my percentages aren't going to make sense. With me paying for closing costs, and I'm going to be right at that 203, just because I'm paying for closing costs. So, there's really nothing I can do on my side of things, and I'm sorry, man. I just, it's really the most that would make sense, and that I'm really be even allowed to offer you, just based on, I want it, but I have to stay within my guidelines, and
Yeah.
it's unfortunate. I don't mean to nickel and dime. 10,000 is really not that difference, but it is when I'm juggling, as much as I am.
Right, I understand. Will you do 205?
To be honest with you, I mean, maybe a different way. Let me ask you this. Did you figure out what your final number was? Your
We're
sorry, your payoff. I apologize. I'm kind of resetting myself now because I was looking at something else, but were you able to get that in front of you?
my final number.
Yeah, as in you said your payoff's around 160 range or something like that. Did you finally come to?
Yeah, that's about where it was. It was 160.
Yeah. Man, I would if I could. I'll tell you, I would, but they are razor thin here, and I have to have a little bit of meat on the bone, when I, do, I don't know if you, how many properties you bought, but I mean, you seem like a smart guy regardless, but in order to be able to, you know, cash out and refinance it, I have to have it as a number to account for the material. So, you know, I'm sure you know they do up to 70%. So I just have to have the budget. I mean, it's just, it doesn't fit the budget. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't keep $1 million in my bank, you know, it's or even 200,000. You know, I have to move things around, so it's really cutting it. Even at 200, I'm coming out of, you know, I'm actually having a partner to 200. So I mean, you know, I want to give you what you want, but 200 is really, that's really my number, man. Even with the edge desk, man. I'm sorry, man. You know, I'm not trying to waste your time, and you know, I apologize if I did.
No, I mean, I called you. And then, you know, we're not that far apart.
Yeah.
But you know, that would, I mean, I'd sign today. We could just be done with this. And I did mention the appliances, you know, all those are going to stay, everything, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I have my financial calculator on my head here. You mind hanging on for a second?
Sure.
tell me this. What, in your humble opinion, what, I mean, you bought it in, what, 2017, right?
2018, okay.
Now, I'm just going to ask you some questions. You might find them silly, but it's just, I need to know from this type of standpoint, what, you know, when you bought it, I mean, do you live alone?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is the HVAC?
Same as the house, so it's 11
okay.
years.
20 years. Well, you said it was built in 2006, house, right? So, yeah, it'd be 18 years.
Yeah. Thought it was built in, hold on a second.
I could be wrong. That's just what I
said. Yeah, 2006. No, because when I got it, it was, yeah. I think that's a rock. That's about right.
And then
I think that's close.
Confirm the square footage with me one more time.
Okay, so it's around 1,800 square feet.
Okay. Does that have a finished basement?
The basement is finished, yes.
Okay. So you know that I'm coming out of pocket three, you know, for closing. I mean, would you do it? And this is, I'm going to get yelled at, but luckily, I run the show, but I'll still get yelled at. Would you do 202?
Well, that's why I'm willing to work with you.
I'm not gonna
like
argue.
I said.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I'm done. I'm done after that. You know, you send it over, I sign it, and that's it.
You caught me off guard, I'll be honest with you. So, and you're good with September. There's no question you'll be out on or before then?
I can do August.
Well, so the answer is yes?
Yes.
Okay. Because really it's just kind of a good faith type of deal when it, you know. So 203. So basically, if we can do it sooner, you're fine with it. Meaning, so kind of, I guess, if I go 203 and you're, let's just say your stuff's out in 45 days, you're good to close it sooner.
Yep, you have my word.
And the only reason I'm asking is, you know, I have to move things around, which is my problem. It's not your problem. I'm just talking out loud here. All right. 2:03 and you want to do it today. You're nothing else. You're good. All right.
I'm good.
And you're a hard person to negotiate with. I'm gonna get yelled at it, but
you too.
All right. All right, fine. I'll do it.
Okay.
Check your email. I'm not gonna go back and forth over a few $1,000s. I did, but you should have it.
All right, let me see here. Refresh. Refreshing my email here. It hasn't come through yet.
You're fine. My phone is blowing up, so you just... Jesus. You might want to go and if you go exit it and then...
Yeah.
If you just refresh it, you should exit and then refresh it. It should come through. Sometimes it does that.
Yep, I got it right here. Pull this up. What date should I get a closeout date from the bank?
You don't have to do anything. My attorney is going to request all the payoff information. So after you ratify it, you'll get an email while we're on the phone, and it'll give you my attorney information. And they'll reach out to you and, you know, start title work. They might start it. I might tell them to start it in like a week or two or, you know, whatever, just because you're not going to be out. And let's just say realistically 30 days. And if I request title now, then we could have it back by next week. So we'll probably just wait till next week to start the title. Just, you know, that's standard procedure. We have to do a title search, you know. Not that I don't, we just have to make sure that you're, you know, legally allowed to sell it to us. And there's, you know, we'll see the lien on there. And then, you know, from the sale, the settlement agent, Curtis, my lawyer, he and his team will, you know, they'll take the money, they'll pay off the creditor, and then the remaining balance will go with a wire or certified check to you. However you want it, you can even pick it up. But, you know, it's really up to you.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. Well, do you mind being or kind of just hanging on the phone with me for a second so I can kind of tidy up some things?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I got it signed for you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. Hang on one second. I'm gonna have to just give me 1 minute.
All right.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
One second, Terrence. Okay. All right. So yeah, just forward that over to me, and then I'll get it to him. Sorry, Terrence. I'm waiting on an email here. One of my many assistants. They're shooting me over. We just changed basically procedures here. So I want to make sure I get you an updated copy of, it's basically a welcome letter that nobody reads. But I encourage you to read it, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. But and one other question. Your house isn't in an HOA, right?
Say again?
Your house isn't in an HOA, correct?
It is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's something I needed to know. So the reason is because I need to get updated docs with them. I'm glad I remembered that. Okay. HOA, yes. And you're current with your HOA?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know approximately how much it is a year?
It's about it's $1,000 a year.
Okay. You'll have an email shortly. So from here, you'll talk with B. She's, like I said, she's one of my assistants, and you'll talk with the closing attorney if you have any questions. So, I'm not, gonna really be part of any further conversation unless you just want to say hello to me. That's always fine. I'd always tell people if you can't get a hold of me, you're not trying. So,
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
yeah, absolutely. So feel free to call me, but really, if you need updates or anything, you call me. I'm just going to refer you to B. And
Okay.
so let's see here. All right. Tell me if you got that email.
Yes,
yes.
Zach Weatherspoon.
Yep. So, you know, just if you have any questions, all I'm going to do is refer you to B. So you feel free to call her anytime. You know, she'll get this to my attorney, our attorney, whatever you want to call it. She'll get it to them today, just so that they have the file. And just coordinate with B if you don't mind. You can call her, that's, or, you know, she'll call you, but just kind of schedule how you're, you know, and when you're going to be out, you know, that will all be coordinated through her. So.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for all your help.
Yeah, man. I got one question for you.
Sure.
What, you said you must be a Cowboys fan yesterday. What is that? I really don't know what that means.
Well, I said that because, you know, Jerry Jones has a quote. He's the owner of the Cowboys, as a lot of people know. And
okay.
The quote is, something that you said yesterday when I asked you, well, how much time do I have to make this decision? You said, well, you know, by the end of this conversation, 24 hours. And I said, well, you sound like Jerry Jones because he always says deadlines make deals. And I was referring to the time constraint that you were giving me. So that's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. They do, and it gives me a sense of peace. You know, I don't like going back and forth. I've been very honest with you from the start, and you've been the same way. I do appreciate it. You know,
yeah.
So we'll make it as painless as possible, and we will come out there at some point. I will get to meet you, just to get some photos so that I can, you know, handle it accordingly and make sure I have the necessary items. And, you know, I will want to get some quotes on a few things. It's all in the paperwork, though. I mean, you read it. So do you have any questions about any of it yet, or is there anything else I can do? The only thing I need to do from here is set up a time that I can just come look at it, get pictures, and then kind of start my process for what I'm going to do to it when you're out.
Right. No, not yet. I don't have any questions yet.
Okay. Well, I don't have – let's see. I don't have the information I need in front of me so that I can schedule something with you. But what is your availability when it comes to me coming and just getting the pictures?
Right now, I'm kind of open, so I'm pretty flexible there.
Okay. You said you work from home, right? Or did I make that up?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do.
Okay. All right. Well, sometimes I come with my team, and for whether it's, you know, contractors or whether it's one of my employees. One thing, could you send me a picture? Do you have a picture of just the front of the house? They got this virtual roofing design company, and it's amazing what technology does. So I was wondering if you could, that is one of the biggest things, the roof, obviously. We didn't really talk about that, but I want to try this new company out. Would that be a bother to you if you send me a picture?
No, I just, I'm not there now, but I can, when I get back, I can take a picture. You just need a picture of the front of the home?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, with all this new technology stuff out there, you wouldn't believe what they're able to do, but I want to try them out, and I feel like this would be a good one.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send it. You want me to send it to this number? You want me to send it to your email, or you want me to send it to me?
Send my email, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yep, and I'll be in contact with you to set up a a time where I can come out there and we can shake hands and basically say
All right. All right. You take care. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Terrence. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Bye. Bye.